This stock and commodity report is made possible with support of the Friends of WILL and Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason in on this Wednesday morning to take a look at the numbers in Chicago and talk a little bit about what's been happening in the world of agriculture. But first, a look at the weather forecast for the day. Cloudy in the Urbana-Champaign area with a high of 39 degrees. It'll be breezy on a west wind at 16 to 21, gusting to 29 tonight. Mostly cloudy and a low of 21 degrees. West winds at 11 to 16. Those will gust to 23. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, a high near 34. West winds at 8 to 11, gusting as high as 15. We'll start with a little agricultural news for the morning. It appears, in fact, that Syngenta has been purchased by ChemChina. That's an agricultural entity out of China, and it'll be interesting to watch to see how that moves through the system and what it means over time. We'll be asking questions, of course. Smithfield was the first large entity, a U.S.-owned entity, that was purchased by a Chinese corporation. And now ChemChina has purchased Syngenta. That's a Swiss-owned corporation. And I'm really kind of wondering, and we'll talk about this more, what that means for the Center of Agriculture. And if it's moving from the United States to someplace else, of course, here in the U.S., about 300 million people in the middle class. In China, about 300 million people. We have about 340 million people in total in the U.S., and they have about 300 to 340 million people in their middle class, and the total population in China, 1.3 billion folks. So it'll be interesting to see how all that turns out. Let's turn our attention now to Chicago, where futures are lower for the day. March contract in the corn pit is down a penny. It's trading at 371 and a half. The May at 376 and a quarter, down one and a quarter. December futures down a penny and a quarter at 392 and three quarters. March soybeans are seven, lower at $8.79 and a quarter in the soybean pit. May contract at 882 and a quarter, 6.5 lower. In November at 891 and a quarter, down 5 3/4. Bean meal futures in the March at 271.70, down 290. The July at 276, that's down $2.80. Bean oil is up 11 cents at $30.90. Wheat futures trading the March 2.5 higher in the soft red. July at 486, up 3/4. July hard red at 488 and a quarter, that's up 3 cents for the day. Live cattle futures in Chicago in the February up 37.5 at $136.10 per 100 pounds. The April at 135.17.5, they're up 42.5. And March feeder cattle for the day at 158.37.5 are up 52.5 cents. Lean hogs trading the Febs at 35 higher. April at 69.52.5. They're up 42.5 cents. On the line with us to take a look at these numbers this morning is Merrill Crowley. He's at Crowley Commodities in Watseka, Illinois. Good morning to you, Merrill.
Good morning, Todd.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what's been happening in Chicago and otherwise, beginning with the soybeans and the corn. It looks like this month is kind of an important month, not only for setting the price for commodities as it relates to corn and soybeans, that is, as it relates to crop insurance, but as to the futures for new crop and maybe old crop prices. I think the market's struggling at this point to decide which direction really to go. I would like to know your opinion.
I agree. It is struggling. We're trying to decide which way we want to take. We have several issues we're unsure of. One, for example, today the dollar is down $1.20. We have been seeing that rally quite sharply yesterday, and they're taking most of it away today. The dollar has not participated as the world seeks some safe place for their investments. Most of that's occurred in the bond market. And so we're looking at all these issues and the issue of deflation, how it's going to work out with the world debt. And it's some place where most of us have not been, and the market is confused. We have technical signs that show these markets have lows in. Whether they can hold or not will depend on whether we get a fundamental to drive them. Looking at all the issues I see, I can only think that there's one particular fundamental that's going to really help us, especially because of the dollar making prices higher in all these other countries. The one issue I think that we're going to have is weather. And that would have to come with, first, the South American safrinha crop and how it's going to work out. that's been reported as going to be a late crop getting into their dry season. So that would be the first issue we'd look at. How we're going to come out with planted acres in March, and we're looking for a wet season again for our planting progress and how that's going to progress.
We pointed both to the dollar, and then if I could bring you to crude oil as well. So the dollar is lower today, as you mentioned. It's now at 97.65 or thereabouts. Crude oil at about $30 a barrel, hovering in that $30 to $29 range, trying to decide which direction it will go. Higher crude prices, a lower dollar, I would think might be better for U.S. exports. At least that's what many had been thinking. What's your thought process on these outside markets?
Like I said, it's trying to decipher and work through the deflationary signals we are getting. You have this huge debt, and once you have huge debt, at some point it has to be paid off. And when you start paying it off, then money that was going to buy new materials, invest in other projects, or buy new appliances or cars at a home, they take the money away from that to pay off the debt they have incurred. And therefore, you get a contraction in the economies.
Then one other quick item. What have you been telling producers about their old crop that they have yet to price? I suspect many of them have corn both at the elevator and in the bin. Soybeans may be the same thing. What should they do at this point?
Well, if they cannot sell, you know, there's three choices they can do. They can go to the old loan program. That would give them about 50 to 57% of their money as extra cash after they prepay storage or whatever they need to do with that. They can buy options, call options, sell their crop, buy call options. You get roughly 90% of your cash to work with your bills in that particular mode. You could sell it and buy futures if you can stand the margin calls. There's really no difference between cash and futures except for basis changes. And basis looks like it's at one of the tighter levels we've seen in quite a while. So selling your cash and transferring the risk to the board would be a good alternative. And again, roughly 90% of your money is available to work with while still holding your position on the board. Price-wise, I like the area we're in right now for pricing. It's a possibility we could see something as high as $390. It seems illogical at this moment with all the cash that we have, not only here in the U.S., but again, when you're talking about the dollar difference in cash prices, the gentleman the other day said they are looking at roughly almost $5 for their cash corn. These countries are going to be looking at selling on any rallies as well. You know, if you're sitting there holding grain, you're really playing a kind of a game of Russian roulette with the markets because and I think I heard the other day where you've got such strong basis in certain areas that guys are selling there. You have the guys out west who are selling because they had a good yield and they can make money off of these lower prices. So, you know, waiting to the high-end side of any price is risky, very risky.
All right.
With the soybeans, I think $8.90 would be where I'd be looking at getting stuff sold.
Basis the March contract then, right?
Correct.
All right. Correct. Hey, thanks so much. I look forward to talking with you again this afternoon, and I do appreciate it.
Thanks, Todd.
Merrill Crowley is with Crowley Commodities out of Watseka, Illinois, joins us on this Wednesday morning for the Mid-Morning Market Report from Illinois Public Media. We'll have him back on this afternoon during the closing market report in the mean space. You can always check out our website at willag.org. That's willag.org. One quick note, a little delay in the sale of our All-Day Ag Outlook tickets. They won't go on sale today, as I had been promising. We've had some technical difficulties that we're working through for the online sales, but you'll be able to get to those starting, I hope, tomorrow. So stay with us on that one. We're still a month and 8 days out, so not that big a deal at this point, but do be aware that if you're wanting tickets, and many of you do, for that All-Day Ag Outlook over at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana, we're going to delay just for one day the start of the sales of those particular tickets. Now, turning our attention to the marketplace, corn futures down about three quarters, 6 cents lower in the soybeans at this hour. wheat futures are up around 3 cents. Live cattle futures are about 67 cents higher. So are the feeder cattle, and the lean hogs are up 37.5 cents. Of course, you're listening to WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. We're coming up on the top of the hour. It'll be 10 o'clock in the central time zone. Crude oil at $30.68 a barrel, up 82 cents. Ethanol futures are a penny and a tenth lower at $1.40.5, and the price of gasoline on the wholesale at a penny and a half lower, 98 and a half cents at this hour. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.